June 10th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Elder abuse may be more common than many people think, with an estimated 5 million older adults suffering some form of abuse in the United States every year. Marcia Hendrickson joins us now. She's the executive director of the South Madison Coalition of the Elderly. Marcia, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So what is elder abuse? What do we mean when we use that term?
Elder abuse can cover a wide variety of abuse that older adults, age 60 and over, are often victimized with. Could be self-neglect. It could be financial exploitation or abuse. Could be physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, a wide variety.
And for World Awareness Day of Elder Abuse, there have been some papers put out. And one of the questions that had some nice talking points was, why should I care? So if people wonder about why this matters, what would you tell them?
Because it's really prevalent, but it's also very, very unreported. And people can really do a lot to help in the prevention. Neighbors, family members, if you notice a loved one is all of a sudden very withdrawn or stops participating in activities they might have participated in before, you can access resources, especially locally, that can assist. Caregiver stress is a huge part of this. Oftentimes, family members are the people that are providing care. Oftentimes, they also become the abusers for wide spectrum of reasons. So people can really make a difference in stopping elder abuse.
Who is most at risk for elder abuse? Is there a common theme there?
Not really. It can affect all older adults, depending on where they are living and what their circumstances are. As people age, they tend to go through a lot of loss, whether it's the loss of a spouse or the loss of a career when they retire and move into a different phase of their life. And so there can be depression that's associated with that, and that can lead to self-neglect. People fail to eat, they fail to hydrate properly, and that can create a whole domino effect of problems and situations for an individual. And so we ask that people are just aware of some of the symptoms and that there are resources out there to help.
What resources are there?
There are agencies that work with older adults. Our agency provides a lot of services and connects people with direct services, whether those are meal programs or case management, to help people find services and programs that they need that will help them stay safe and independent and engaged in the community. The opposite is institutionalized care, which we know is very, very expensive, and a lot of older people especially, do not want to go that route. They've lived their entire lives in a neighborhood, in a community, and they want to remain there.
Now, one aspect of this that we haven't talked much about is financial abuse, where it could be that resources are being taken unwillingly and in different ways there are scams involved in this. But what should we be aware of when it comes to financial abuse?
Scams are just one piece of this. Oftentimes, the financial exploitation is done by a caregiver or a family member for whatever reason. Sometimes there's substance abuse involved. Sometimes there are other issues involved or sometimes just the caregiver stress where they feel, I'm taking care of mom, so I'm entitled, therefore, to be compensated, or just taking advantage of a situation as memory issues become more prevalent. So again, working with financial institutions, working with individuals, working with the legal system to provide guardianship or power of attorney for financial resources, volunteer representative payees that can handle Social Security and make sure that the money is going where it needs to be for care and support of older adults.
Do you have a sense of how widespread this problem might be here in Wisconsin?
I know locally, Dane County, they investigated 460 incidents of elder abuse last year alone. The problem is studies have shown that approximately 1 in 10 older adults is a victim of some sort of elder abuse, those age 60 and over. However, only 1 in 23 of those cases are reported. So there's a lot of reluctance, again, because usually the perpetrator is someone the individual knows, and they fear that they won't be able to help with their care anymore, and they'll end up in a nursing home or an institution.
And Marcia, what advice do you have for someone who may want to protect themselves against elder abuse? What steps can they take? What should they do?
Again, I think just to be aware, and oftentimes this is difficult if there are cognitive issues and people become more forgetful, or health issues. I think just working with doctors, working with trusted family members, making sure that people have a safety net. There are a lot of social service agencies in communities all over the state of Wisconsin that work with older adults. There are aging and disability resource centers throughout the state of Wisconsin, which are really a one-stop shop, a first call. There are senior centers. There are people that are really aware and trained to notice changes, to assist and help connect older adults with the support and the services and the programs that will help them stay safe.
And you mentioned earlier that it's often a caregiver, and sometimes that it's caregiver stress. Is there anything that you think should be done there to prevent elder abuse before it happens by focusing on the caregiver?
There are a lot of programs for respite for caregivers. There are caregiver support groups run by a variety of organizations and agencies. So there is help. And people just need to realize that it's okay to seek help. Oftentimes, roles are reversed. A child becomes the caregiver for a parent, and you have this attitude that, well, mom took care of me my whole life. I need to do everything possible in my power to take care of mom. And that's very difficult. Generationally, you have a lot of the sandwich kind of generation who are dealing with aging parents as well as dealing with children. So the stress is bound to affect people.
Marcia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Marcia Hendrickson is the executive director of the South Madison Coalition of the Elderly. Today is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Coming up, we look at the burden of summer on American parents. I'm Veronica Rickert, and this is Central Time.